Hi, again, I'm just here and honored to meet with another person I respect as a thought leader in our community. And the goal of all of these conversations is just to make sure that the people who are on this platform understand that equity is important to me, and sharing and uplifting the community with educational, factual information is important. So today I'm here to share the platform with my friend and a person I highly respect, Nikki Capehart, who has been with the Christman administration for 8 years and is now going to share a little bit about where we've come from and where we are. But first, she's going to introduce herself properly because she has way too many credentials and I don't want to butcher it. Nikki?
Thank you, Kim. And let me just say that you're somebody who I look up to, and we are very blessed in the city to have such good sister circles that, you know, we can rely on. And I just want to thank you for the leadership that you are showing there at St. Petersburg College. So for me here at the city as Director of Urban Affairs, as we are wrapping up the Christman administration, in this role, I've had an outstanding time with the city, and I'm excited about the legacy that we'll be leaving behind for the next administration, hoping to have put several things in place that will be sustainable in the urban affairs arena. So important for us to understand the importance of putting people first. That was something that was new for a lot of folks to put their arms around in terms of government's role in the city. And for us, really putting people first was a priority for me in this department in working to reduce poverty, also to focus on investments in a new and innovative and creative way. So that for us has been really the keystone of what we wanted to achieve in the urban affairs division.
I mean, the one thing that I really respect is that you all were also documenting and quantifying data along the way. So can you share with people what that meant to you, to explain to them what resources they have available to them, how to utilize it? Because we are experiencing a vast geographic shift. I mean, our community is rapidly changing, and we do not want to leave those who have built the city, who have grown up in the city, who call it the only home they've ever had, to be locked out of the process of development. Can you share your thoughts about that and what you've seen through quantifying that data?
Absolutely. One of the things that we found to be most important, first off, was knowing that the city cannot do this work alone. It was so important for us to bring together collaborative partnerships that looked like the community leading what it already had expertise to do. And so, like you said, being able to quantify the importance of how we would reduce poverty, being able to bring in a development mindset in South St. Petersburg to say that we can build the capacity that we need in our community to be able to achieve the things that we want to achieve. So much of that, especially as a St. Petersburg native, I've seen over the years continue to evolve. And I'm very proud to say that we have partners that are in that space now, so much so that other cities are asking us, how do we build that same capacity in our neighborhoods with our organizations so that they are able to work on community benefits agreements, so that they are able to work on looking at a whole overall structural racism impact in their city. Just looking at everything that we have been intentionally doing from the beginning, the disparity study, My Brothers and Sisters Keeper, taking that from what the Obama administration had from a My Brothers Keeper concept and focusing on African-American males to even expanding it to young ladies so that you have a full wraparound for families. Because we knew early on that you couldn't just focus on young people without addressing the core needs of the whole household. So we've seen tremendous gains in those areas because we decided to not just focus on bits and pieces, but to look at the whole pie. And for us, that has been very successful part of how we've been able to quantify the gains and the progress that we've been able to make in this administration.
Well, I have one more question for you, and that is not in your professional capacity, but in your personal capacity. This is your home, just like it is my home now. I always say, you know, I'm not from, but I'm of at this point. Mm-hmm. And I have, of course, my goal about making sure that we have a strong village. What does that look like for you 5 years down the road when we do have, again, a huge change in what the city looks like. What do you want to see personally as a community member?
Personally, it's hard for me to really separate who and what I've been doing over the last 8 years from who I am as a person, because I brought my whole self to this position. I really don't know any other way to do it. That's one of the reasons as an intrapreneur in an organization like a city government, that you're really able to be a change agent and move the needle, because you come with a different mindset than, you know, I'm going to stay here forever. I came here with intention to have an impact for a certain time frame. So I know for me, being able to bring my whole body of work and experience to this position gave me that passion, drove me to push even further. So I absolutely see the village as the core. Several years ago, a lot of Gen Xers and I, we talked about the importance of the core, because without the core, there's no balance. So we had to focus on that village as the core of our community, strengthen that piece. So that whole my brothers and sisters keeper for me really does reflect the importance of having a strong core base of families who are supporting each other. We even talk about mother mentors, because not everyone feels supported in raising their children and knowing what they might need as far as resources. We talk about mental health needs and issues, all of that from being underemployed to having a side hustle. Whatever works best for your family is something that we wanted to be able to support. And that's so important when you talk about building a strong core in a community, so that it really does have the rest of the community be able to benefit from that.
Thank you. You taught me something new. Again, intrapreneur, which I was not familiar with. Thank you for sharing that. But also the most important thing that you said to me, which I share, of course, your structure and vision of moral compass, that you came to make an impact and you made that impact. So thank you so much for everything you've done personally and professionally and for who you are in our community. And so thank you.
Thank you so much. And of course, your team at St. Pete College, because I know you're making outstanding strides and we are very excited to support the work. So thank you again.